Hello everyone. Hi guys, my name is Lexi Ayla, and welcome back to The Real Tea. And today I want to share something that's been circulating in my head for the past days, and I don't know, I'm just gonna share my side of the story or how I interpreted the whole thing, and not to be taken lightly, because I've seen both parties and I'm gonna talk about them. And before I go on with everything, I'm gonna talk about Tati and James Charles drama. They're YouTubers. If you have no idea what's happening, just search and see this whole drama, because everything is And yeah, James Charles is losing, you know, subscribers by the day, and currently he's the YouTuber with the most subscribers, as in a YouTuber who's lost the most subscriber in like 3 days, because he was at 16 million subscribers and he's at 14 as we speak, maybe 13, I don't know. So he's been losing subscribers by the day because of Tati's, I don't know. Well, I'm not taking James Charles' side, because I don't like Tati, and because I don't like Tati, so I mean, I don't like Tati, and I'm not taking James Charles' side, but I like James Charles. I'm going to, you know, tell you my side of the story and how, you know, how I interpreted the whole thing. I've listened to Tati, I've listened to James Charles, not gonna take sides, but I'll be forced to take sides if I will have to take sides, you know. Other than that, I'm gonna talk about, you know, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber have a new song coming out. The trailer has been out for since Saturday, I think. So they have a new song coming out, and I am waiting for that. Like, I'm waiting for that so eagerly. And then we have Megan Michael. Just let's call her Queen. Yeah, we have Queen and her baby who's been out of the hospital ever since she gave birth. And Megan is looking good, not gonna lie. We're gonna talk about Megan, you know, down the line. So, and on the local news, of course, I have to talk about local news. And I'm gonna talk about Tinashe Dona and Diamond Platnumz. Diamond has been on scandals on and off, month in, month out, day in, day out, year in, year out, and you know, he's a leader of Wasafi Records. He's like the CEO, if I'm not wrong. Of course I'm right. He's the CEO of Wasafi Records, doing so well. His music is amazing. His songwriting, his lyrics and everything is dope. Diamond is dope. He's talented, you know. He's a great musician. He's awesome. He's amazing. But he has a lot of drama, which I'm not going to live for, but I'm going to talk about. So we will be talking about that. All right, let's begin the whole, you know. Now let me just go into details. Number one, we have music. Another music, we're going to talk about Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran. Number one, I do not like Justin Bieber at all. Maybe because he's been through, I mean, I've seen what he does, and he's just, I don't want to criticize or anything, but I don't like Justin Bieber. However, I live for Ed Sheeran. And why? Because Ed Sheeran and BTS is a Korean pop group, which is the biggest boy band as we speak right now. And BTS and Ed Sheeran have a song out called Make It Right. It's on their album called Map of the Soul Persona, and I love the whole album. Freaking, I love the whole album. Every single song is my favorite, and Make It Right is part of it, and my God, I love it so much. So Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber have a song coming. I'm not gonna say it's out because it's not out yet, and it's called I Don't Care Now. One thing is, I love Ed Sheeran. I love how he writes. I love his delivery. I love his the beats to the song, because I know it's going to be a good song. If Ed Sheeran is in it, then it's already a hit. You know what I'm saying? So I've been watching the teaser, which has been out since Saturday, I believe. And so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I mean, let's just wait for the song to drop, because y'all know if Ed Sheeran is on something, it's about to go down on a real one though. So yeah, and on to the next story. Megan Queen, her ex-husband called Tony. I don't care. Who cares about ex-husbands? Anyway, she's the queen. So her ex-husband has remarried in California. It was a beach party, an open ceremony to his fiance, who's called Tracy Kuland. I'm Kenyan, so if I pronounced the name wrong, I'm not sorry. So he's remarried. Put a finger on the put a ring on the finger, on Tracy's finger. And so they're a couple. On Saturday he married her, his fiance, whom, you know, claims to love. But then, you know, kinda nobody cares, because Megan is queen. So yeah. And on that story, I'm just gonna touch on the story each and every one of you already knows. Megan and Prince Harry's son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Let's just call him Archie. The baby is beautiful, not gonna lie. And everybody's calling the baby black. I'm not going to call the baby black because it's Meghan and Harry's baby. So just gonna call him Queen's son, you know. Because I love Meghan. I literally live for every single thing she does. I love Meghan so freaking much. And after she came out of the hospital, after delivering successfully, I was like, thank God everything went well, because things could actually go bad in the maternity room, and I don't want to talk about that, because yo, I'm just glad Meghan came out of it alive, because if anything would have happened to the queen, I mean, not that anything was gonna happen anyway, so, but, you know, I love Meghan, I love her son Archie, I live for every single second I see the photos, because yo, give me life. Those photos of her son are to live for, and Megan is looking great, you know, despite the fact that she left the hospital and she's not, you know, like fully recovered yet. She looks great, she looks fantastic, she looks amazing, and I love that, and I love her. So you know, I love Megan, I love her so much, so freaking much. And talking about children and pregnancy, Kim Kardashian, you know, the Kardashian family. So Kim has a fourth baby coming. Hello, clap, you know, clap for her. She has a fourth baby coming. I'm not a fan of the Kardashians, but they're already a lot. Ni wengi, man. Kardashians ni wengi. But the fourth baby for Kim and Kanye, congratulations, you know, man, you're working. That shows Kanye is very busy, you know. So yeah, congratulations, and I hope the baby comes out successfully, and please call the baby South. Call it Southwest. Oh my gosh. Northwest, Southwest, Kanye West, my God. Kim West. That's gonna be fantastic. Wow. You're gonna have a full compass in the house. Who needs, I mean, where are you gonna be going to North? North is in her bedroom. He's her? Who cares? So they just go to, you know, towards North's bedroom. And we're going to eat, and the restaurant is South So I'm way south in his bedroom.
Hello.
They go towards south's bedroom and ha. I'm just kidding. Yo, congratulations to the couple, Kim and Kanye West. I wish you all the best on your coming baby, you know. Then we have Tinashe, Donna, and Diamond Platnumz. Diamond Platnumz. First of all, I don't like the drama surrounding Diamond Platnumz. You know, there's a lot to be said, and a lot has been said, and a lot will be said. That won't be hidden. Like, people are gonna talk about Diamond Platnumz today, tomorrow, the day after, next year, December, November. They spoke about him January. They're still talking about him. Are we in May or March? We're in May. March, people still gonna talk about him. So, you know, Diamond Platnumz is Diamond Platnumz. He's got a huge record label with amazing artists. I live for each and every artist in his record label. However, I don't like the controversies that are surrounding him. Excuse me. And everything that's going around him, I don't like that. But I love his music. And yeah. However, we're not going to talk about Diamond's music, because that's clean, that's good, that's amazing, that's awesome. Each and every song he produces is to die for. But we're going to talk about Diamond and Tinashe Donna. So if you, of course you know Tinashe Donna. She's a Kenyan radio presenter, singer. She is a model. She's lovely, beautiful. She's pretty. She's all that and more. So Tinashe recently, you know, kind of released on how they got together with Diamond, and by then, you know, when they became friends, he was still dating Zari, and after they broke up with Zari, you know, he kind of eyed on her, and she liked him, so, you know, the rest, they say, is history. So, you all know how Zari has been telling Tinashe to, and calling her dumb for, like, hanging around Diamond Platnumz and telling her to just, like, step away from everything and let Diamond be and everything, but Tinashe is Tinashe, come on, and Diamond is Diamond, you know, let them be, let them have fun, you know, they're not young, they're not teenagers, you're gonna tell them, don't do this, it's bad, or anything. They're grown, mature women and men, so let them be, you know. So Tinashe, they had a wedding coming, which was called off because of reasons they themselves give. Tinashe says she wants to concentrate on her music and loving Diamond and kind of like just getting to know each other more, and then if a wedding happens, well, time will come for the wedding and everything. And well, come on, we know the drama that's surrounding Diamond, and if Tinashe decides to get married to Diamond, well, ole wako, you know, you're just gonna swallow your pills in silence, because it's not like nobody wants you, you know. He's known for cheating. He will cheat. Diamond will cheat on you. And if he's not cheating, that's cool. Because Tinashe has been defending him for the longest, saying that Diamond does not cheat. He's a loyal man. He's good. He loves her. I mean, yeah, whatever. Who cares? No one cares. And yeah, good. If he loves you, that's okay, you know. Everybody needs some loving at some point in time in life. And you know, good for you. You know, whatever. So the wedding was called off. TT, sorry. I'm sad. The wedding was called off, and you know, that's that. And you know, after the whole thing, Tinashe's family has been warning Diamond not to get her pregnant. I mean, we all know about the baby mamas Diamond has, and most of them he didn't even marry, so you know, probably wants to give Tinashe a baby and scam and like run away, you know, hit and run thing. But her family has warned him of not getting her pregnant until he puts a ring on the finger. Not finger on the ring. Yeah, he puts a ring on the finger. So you know, Diamond has been warned with the family not to get her pregnant, so I think he's, you know, following up to that. And Tinashe as well has been getting pregnancy, you know, pregnancy rumors here and there, but it's saying Tinashe is pregnant and she's carrying Diamond's baby. Frankly, if she's carrying Diamond's baby, then so what, man? Let her carry the baby. She wants to carry the baby. She knows Diamond has a lot of baby mamas. Let her carry the baby. She's gonna be among the baby mamas. No one cares. I mean, I don't. I mean, I do, but like, I don't. So, I don't know. I think I don't. I do. If Tinashe is pregnant, well and good for her. I live for every pregnant woman out there, and if Tinashe is one of them, hell, carry it, baby. We'll support you all the way through, you know. I'll be there to look at your baby photos and live for them, because I know they're going to be pretty. Tinashe is beautiful, you know, amazing, lovely lady. If she gets pregnant with Diamond's baby, that kid is going to be lovely like the mother, you know. Yeah, so I'm living for that. But again, I'm not gonna say she's 100% sure, but I'm 98% sure she's not pregnant, because Tinashe's been building her music and everything's coming her way, like the way she wants it to. And just getting pregnant right now, I agree with her, you know, concentrating and focusing on her music and not marriage, because yo, a lot has to be done before, you know, like getting married and everything. And a relationship is a roller coaster, you know. You never know when Diamond will just stand up and be like, I don't want you in this house anymore. And that sucks. I'm not saying he's going to do that, but you know, I'm not saying he won't do it either. I'm not saying he will do that, but I'm not saying he won't do it either. So yeah. And probably she's not pregnant, probably she's pregnant. I care and I don't care. And if she's pregnant, good luck, honey. Beba mtoto. Za. Mge wenye social media tamsaidia ujua. Yeah, that's that. You know? Now to the juicy. To the hot, delicious tea. Now pick your cups. Push them on, because I'm about to serve hot tea. This is the headline of this whole story. Tati and James Charles. Now, I am a big, massive fan of James Charles. Been following his channel for 2 years. When I say 2 years, I mean literally 2 years. And I love James Charles. I love his channel. I love everything he does. Every single thing he does, I love it. And this won't be the first drama James Charles has been in. He's been in several dramas when he was a small channel. He's been in a lot of massive, huge dramas. And right now, Tati's just, you know, if you look at the whole thing, James Charles had 16 million subscribers. Tati had 6 million subscribers. So if she puts the whole thing around herself, she's actually just bringing drama on James Charles to pull him down and grow her channel. That's what I think, you know. Yeah, come eat me. Like, come on. James Charles is huge. And, I mean, if I was in his shoes, in his position, I'd do the same. You know? I mean, I wouldn't do the same, because I'm not full of drama, you know. I'm a chill person, but I love drama. I love to watch drama. You know, drama, I live for drama. Every single drama, I live for. And James Charles and Tati, for those who don't know, they're YouTubers. And they're makeup, kind of the makeup artist, you know. Tati has this pills for hair growth, beauty, whatever, and that. And James Charles, you know, she wanted James Charles to advertise about her product on his channel. But then James Charles was like, my channel has, you know, minors and stuff like that, so it wouldn't do her much good if she advertised her product on the channel. But he went ahead and advertised another brand, you know, which is a rival of Tati. They kind of produce the same product, so you know, James Charles should have known is a rival of Tati, but like, you know, he went ahead and advertised about the product on his Instagram page, so Tati got pissed about it and released a video on Instagram, she was crying and her eyes were red. She was bawling with red eyes. Gosh. So, you know, and after that, she went ahead and released a 43-minute video. You heard it right. This in James Charles, saying all these bad things about him and everything. And come on, if it... I don't like Tati at all, you know. First of all, the first time I saw Tati was on James Charles' channel, where they had a video together, and you know, James Charles like, go on and subscribe to Tati's channel. I went in and I was like, I'm not gonna do that. You know, if she's gonna come to James Charles' channel, I'll watch it, cause it's James Charles and Tati, and they were friends. Tati on the video saying how she helped, you know, James Charles grow from a small channel YouTube to a huge YouTube influencer. How she and her husband had, you know, held James Charles' hand throughout the whole journey, his, you know, journey until where he is right now. And yeah, right, okay, fine. So, you know, you helped him grow, you know, that's okay. So she's like, I helped him grow, and he doesn't acknowledge that. He doesn't want to advertise my product on his channel, but he does it. He does advertise to another product that's, you know, a rival of hers. And on the video, she keeps, you know, she keeps going on and on about her product and everything. You know, honestly, me talking about this, I feel like I'm just, you know, kind of like giving... kind of like giving 30 subscribers, and I hate this. I mean, I hate the fact that everybody is unsubscribing to James Charles just because of what 30 said, and that sucks. That's crazy, and I hate that. But then again, everybody's kind of subscribing to 30 because of what she says. And yeah, right, James Charles is gay, okay, fine. And he, for the longest, I said I've been a subscriber of him for 2 years, and James Charles has a weakness for straight men, and he says it in every single opportunity he gets to say his weakness is, you know, a straight guy. He even posted it on his, you know, Twitter that straight men are gonna be the death of him. James Charles says it everywhere, and it came to a shock when Tati said it, that James Charles had a crush on a waiter or something, and James Charles said it jokingly that, okay, this is what happened. James Charles was talking about what he would do to the waitress, to the waiter, because the waiter was a guy, and then Tati was like, come on, he's straight. James Charles jokingly said, but I'm a celebrity. Now that word, everybody's kind of saying James Charles is a bad influence and everything, and James Charles has done this, blah blah blah. And yeah, just whatever. What I'd say is, James Charles, you do you, honey. You're 19, come on, you're a teenager. You're gonna make a mistake. You made it once, you do it again and do it again, and apologize if you have to. If you don't have to apologize, don't apologize. Let it go, you know. So everybody's unsubscribing to James Charles. Let me say this. If you're a true sister, a subscriber of James Charles, you will know when to take his side and when not to take his side. And everybody who's unsubscribing, honestly, he doesn't need you. You know? You go. Why were you there in the first place? You're a sister. If you're a true sister, you'd stay. If you're not, then bye. Bye. Go. Leave. The hell? The door. Go through the window if you want to. And I've said this and I say it again, if you subscribed and I subscribed, then go. For some of us, if everybody decides to unsubscribe to James Charles, I'll stay the only subscriber, and it'll be written there, one subscriber, and you can look me up and come criticize me, come lashing at me. I don't give a shit, because I love James Charles. He's 19, he's a kid, he's gonna make mistakes. How will he learn if he doesn't learn from his own mistakes, you know? Let him make mistakes and learn from that. If you don't want that, then bye. Like, see a girl, bye. The hell? I love him, sorry, and I'll say it again. He can do what he wants to do, period. And if you don't like it, I'm just gonna say this. I said what I said, and I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, period. Well, that's it for today's tea. Sorry if it was not hot enough, but yeah, I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening all the way through. I love you so much, and bye. See you next time. Bye.